This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Wednesday, March 11th. God's word to you today is here and now. Our scripture reading is taken from 3 John 1, verse 2, and it says, "Dear friend, I hope all is well with you, and that you're healthy in body as you're strong in spirit. It is truly amazing how people walk with God, and it is as if God becomes their life. I'm trusting God that the health He has in store for us will become a reality in our lives this season and beyond in the mighty name of Jesus. Health is a state of vitality where the body and mind are free from illness or injury. Healing, on the other hand, is the process of becoming healthy. It is in the event of illness or injury that people need healing to get back to health. If health is what God has for us, it means that when health is not in place, healing is God's will for us. It also means that we should be confident that God wants us to be healed. I know there are different schools of thought when it comes to healing. Some people say, perhaps it is not God's will to heal people these days, or perhaps the days of healing are over. But I'm here to tell you, the days of healing are here and now. It is not over. In fact, it is getting bigger and stronger. If you're listening to this devotional today, and you're sick in your body, your case will be a classic example of someone God can heal. Amen. And God Himself will heal you in the name of Jesus. There are some things that cause sicknesses. I'm not a medical doctor, so I'm not speaking from a medical standpoint. I am a spiritual doctor, if you will. So I am speaking from a spiritual standpoint. I believe that enlightened doctors will agree with me on many of these points. Again, note that I'm speaking purely from a scriptural and a spiritual standpoint. When you look at scriptures, you will see a thread and pattern of things that cause sicknesses, of things that cause a deviation from health. The first one is that, even though it is a cause, has been grossly misunderstood, and that is sin. Sin causes sickness. John 5:14 says, "But afterwards, Jesus found him in the temple and told him, 'Now you are well, so stop sinning, or something even worse may happen to you.'" The Bible records that the Pharisees confronted this man after Jesus had healed him. They said he was sinning, contravening God's word about the Sabbath. But that sin is not the sin Jesus was referring to in John 5:14. The sin Jesus was talking about is getting out of sync with God. When you get out of sync with God, you open your life up to all sorts of attacks. Jesus is saying to us today, stop sinning. Stop missing the mark. Stop getting outside of God. Do not open yourself up to enemy attack. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you will become my life and sin will have no place in me. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.